Hello, good evening. Welcome to another episode of Astrology in Motion podcast. Today is October 1st, 2022. I haven't done any podcasts in September. I've been extremely busy. I started a new day job. So, I've been working like 6 days in a row to catch up, to soak in to a new situation. So, I was waking up early, getting home late. It's been like that for the last 3 weeks. So, now I got a little breather. I don't have to work Saturday this week, so then I figure I would do a podcast. I know the energy being intense for a lot of people, and we just had a new moon in Libra, and Libra is about balance, harmony, justice. And since we have still in six retrograde energy, well, with the Mercury station go direct tomorrow, but we're still in the Mercury shuttle for 15 days, so Mercury gets out the shadow period on October 17. There's a lot of things going on worldly. You heard the news, explosion on the Nord Stream 1 and 2, so there's a serious energy crisis in Europe. We're not faring well here. I mean, within the last two weeks, I saw the gas prices now went up to $6.55 from $5.20, $5.19. So, you know, it's been kind of rough for a lot of people, that especially for people that have to commute, drive a distance to their work, you know, adding more expenses on their gas, and a lot of things are paying a lot more fuel wise, transportation, and even utilities now. So as I mentioned before, it's kind of like the time we have to be frugal on things. So focus on needs versus wants. This right through the storm, basically. Economic wise, we're actually in recession, even though, you know, the media doesn't think so. You know, we have, you know, the Fed just raised the rate again for 3.5 points. So to counter the inflation. So there's a lot of things going on. Libra is about finding the balance, and hopefully this balance can tilt in favor of us, not just here, but globally. So in this downturn together, we have to kind of like work with what we have to really take this stride to make some big difference as we go into 2023. We're still in the middle of major restructuring, so practice being frugal, practice common sense would be the norm. And we're reaching, you know, Libra season, so anything that's out of balance would appear to be out of balance. And things that even in your life, my life, there are things kind of tilt, kind of off, out of balance, would be very noticeable. And Libra is about relationship, and with the energy now, there's a lot of people, you know, divorcing or breaking up from the relationship. With that in mind, it's kind of like people are holding on to relationship because for the fact, either for the kids, for the sake of family, you know, all these factors that play into it. The energy, but now this is kind of like reflecting, is this relationship really mean something? Is this relationship, is, you know, establish yourself, establish other people? Is this something like with substance? Because Mercury in Virgo, you kind of, you know, especially in retrograde, it's kind of like going back, think about like, okay, what make you go, you know, what makes anything, you know, relationship with your work, relationship with your loved one, relationship with family and friends. Yeah, so now it's kind of like realization, like, man, I'm not getting anything out of it. I don't foresee myself moving forward with any type, even work. There's a lot of people going to be quitting from their jobs as well. So there's a lot of downturns, a lot of things like people might look at as something bad at first, but in reality is something that energy doesn't really serve you. you really have to find something to reconnect you on a higher energy, higher frequency. So everyone will probably say, oh, why are you breaking out? Why are you doing this, da, 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 this and that? But down in your core, you know what's best for you right now. With all this retrograde energy, you know, like if something really kind of galvanized through this downturn, actually will make any type of relationship stronger. If it goes the other way, you know, which mostly will, and you gotta look at it like, hey, I can't continue with this. I have to depart from this situation. You know, maybe best for the other person as well. And instead of getting all this emotional tantrum going on, you have to think logically. Because the Mercury in Virgo is about like, you know, weighing pros and cons in details. Maybe in writing, not just like things that you talk about. And the Venus in Libra is about how you feel mentally. Like, do you feel good about yourself? Do you feel like, hey, this is worthwhile? Even with, you know, your current job, you know, current friendship, any sort of things in that nature, you're taking an inventory and figure out like, okay, I think this is going to work. Or you're going to say like, this is not going to work. So a lot of precision is going to take place, especially when Mercury got stationed direct tomorrow and things start to materialize and you put action to it. And the Mars in Gemini, T-square, the Neptune and Mercury, it's kind of like really kind of this, you know, like you're thinking about it every day because the ruling planet of the Gemini is also Mercury. Now Mars in the Mercury is like really kind of like thinking on both sides. You know, you have quick reflex. I think it's like, oh, it's going to be, is this fun? Is this enjoyable as well? So you weigh a lot of things, you know, in put into actions. So when all this planet station direct is when you take appropriate actions, and Pluto is going to station direct October 8th and followed by Saturn, which is at October 23rd. So if things are gonna turn around, see where you're at. If things are gonna be imbalanced, you will know it. Like for me, I set myself having a routine every day. So I'm in, you know, in harmony before I start my day. If things go sour or, you know, somebody get triggered, it doesn't really bother me because I'll start off my day in harmony. And you can find your way to start off your day in any kind of balance, in any kind of harmony, by programming yourself, by, you know, having a lot of discipline at first, and tuning out a lot of noises too at the same time. Because you can see a lot of people are reacting to all this energy, people are, you know, their ghosts are coming out. So you kind of, in a way, looking at it like a mirror, are you going to be that person? Are you going to react the same way this person is, or are you going to take a different approach? We respond. And this time is kind of very difficult to play the hero kind of role. You don't save anybody here, okay? You save yourself. And these people have to find a way to manage themselves, manage to come out from whatever they're in. And you have to do something for yourself. I mean, there's no time for you to do anything to save nobody. It's not your business. It's not your responsibility as well. It's kind of a harsh thing to say, but with energy right now, and everyone around you are adults, you're responsible for their lives. So you don't have any contract, you're not contractual to save anybody, okay? You have to make that clear. So it's very important to have any sort of a good discipline whenever, you know, Saturn station direct. That means you're locking, you basically you're focused. So a lot of good can come out from that. And then especially in the area of health. So definitely put that in mind, because retrograde energy is kind of like a lot of illness, discomfort that you have been struggling with will become more apparent. So having a really good discipline, having a really good habits can be dividends. So now it's time to tune into that, okay? Forget about the news, forget about social media for a while. And things get really boring and dull right now, but nothing really inspiring. and you start seeing a lot of those personalities start fading out, because it's especially with all this energy coming out, and we have a solar eclipse coming out on October 25th. So that definitely kind of like throw this mix of different type of unpredictable energy into the whole thing. So with that being said, I hope you guys really take this information, really soak it in to really do something positive about it. Don't be reactive, be responsive, okay? And have a good one, and have a safe week, and happy October.